So this is the August 2nd, 2023 meeting of the PNB Elections Committee. So the secretary can call the roll.
Sure. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Violetta Diamond. Or is it Violetta?
Yes.
Okay, great. Jack DePalma.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Here.
Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Avalia Jones.
Here.
Lily Kimura.
Here.
Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson. Absent. Milo Reeson.
Here.
Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Akio Tanaka.
I'm here.
Carol Wolfley.
I'm here.
Susan Young. I'm here. There are Anne Christina Avila, who, as I understand it, there is a matter being taken up by the PNB to confirm who is the appropriate KPFK LSB represented on this committee. Eric is on today and Christina was invited, but has requested an excused absence.
So the only person missing is Sean?
Is Sean.
Okay, thank you. All right. So the next on the agenda is timekeepers. I'll keep track of the items. Can anybody do people for 1.5 minutes?
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
And point of information, is it 1.5 minutes?
Yeah, 1.5 minutes.
Got it. Who was that who agreed?
Susan Young.
Yes, Susan. Okay, so let's go to the agenda approval. Everybody.
So I move approval of the agenda. I'm Susan.
Second. Carol.
I have something to add.
Okay.
There's more than one motion to amend, Mr. Chair.
Okay, cool. So let's take a stack. Who wants to amend first?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead, Donna.
I like to bring up the question that at KPFK and at also in DC, there are confusions as to whose term is ending and who needs to run again for re-election. And these need to be, clarified. People need to know whether they're running, whether they need to run, and the voters need to know this information as well.
Now,
point of order.
Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah, I do not believe that is the responsibility of the elections committee. That is the responsibility of those board secretaries and officers to go back through the records. All stations should be doing minutes of their meetings. And if they are doing minutes of their meetings, they should be able to figure out who is eligible and who is not.
Great efforts have already been made, but because of the PNB doing things.
Excuse me. I was recognized by the chair. And so it's not a dialogue.
Right.
Chair, may I speak, please?
Sure, go ahead, Anna.
Great efforts have been made and it failed to be able to clarify this because of the PNB intervening and there being two KPFK boards conflicting with each other, and it is not possible for people to resolve this simply by minute taking. People have made great good faith efforts.
I would
like the committee to urge the NES to make this a top priority, please.
Point of order. This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I don't think we should be arguing the agenda item now. We're either put it on the agenda or not, and discuss it later.
Sure. Okay. So Eleanor wants to put the issue of the KPFK on the agenda. I think that that's
and,
beyond.
And DC. And the DC.
Yeah, DC one. I think the KPFK issue is beyond our scope, because that is the two separate boards is totally the functioning of what the PNB rule. And that's beyond, you know, what the elections committee can actually weigh in on.
We could.
And then the WPW, what do you suggest be done? Could you sort of state what do you want to see done at the WPW?
At both stations, that it be clarified, when each member's, term ends and who needs to run for re-election and who does not.
Chair, point of order when it's appropriate, please.
Eleanor?
It's Vanessa.
That's right. Eleanor? Thank you.
This is my question. Who's going to be able to do that?
I think the NES has the clout to make sure it gets done. So if we could ask her to make that a top priority.
Okay. So what you're asking is to NES to look into the term issues at WPFW. That's what you're suggesting, right?
At both stations.
Right. But okay. All right. And we could do that.
And this is. Okay, and this is Minerva to the stack. I just came back on. I was on another call. But
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to defer to Minerva. I'm just not aware of the issue that's being discussed, but Minerva is the LSB either interim chair or chair, so I think you'd have more information than I do.
Okay, Minerva, why don't you cruise in?
Okay, and yes, and I have to ask, what was the statement that was made? Like I said, I just came on and I heard WPFW. So what was the statement that was made?
Well, Eleanor, could you repeat what you said about WPFW to Minerva?
Okay, WPFW and KPFK. No, Aki asked me to answer this question.
Right.
So at both stations, people who have been trying really hard to clarify whose terms end when and who needs to run for re-election and who doesn't, that they have been unable to do that. And it needs to be clarified immediately, both for the people who need to know whether or not they need to run now, and for voters to know.
Point of order, that is motivating. Okay. So, can we just, it's been added to the agenda as a topic. It's not being discussed now.
I think the main request that the, Eleanor asked is that election committee asked NES to basically address the issue at KPFK and WPFW, which we can do. Elections committee obviously cannot do that.
Mr. Chair, I think it's an agenda item right now to be discussed when we get to that agenda item.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Okay. Anything else to add to the agenda item?
Yes,
I'm opposed. Carol, for the stack, I'm opposed to adding that as an item to the agenda. We have a lot to do.
Yeah, like I said, it's not a discussion item. We just have to ask NES because we can't do anything about it. So is there a vote about
whether to add that agenda item? Eleanor has put it forward.
It's not an agenda item. Okay. I'll ask the NES. I'll convey the concern that Eleanor brought.
Okay, so point of order, I guess you did not allow me to speak. This is Minerva.
Okay,
may I do
Minerva.
So? All right, thank you. Let me just start by saying WPFW did submit the information to the NES and to the PMB as to the individuals who are running, would need to run. Have their names put in to run as candidates. So okay. That's already been done, and I don't know where Eleanor has gotten her information, but she is welcome to give me a call. We already have a list, and it's gone out. So I don't even see, I think WPFW, we should be removed from whatever it is in terms of the discussion you're talking about. Because
okay,
we already
you.
Know so, who on the board are candidates.
So,
okay,
Mr. Chair,
Minerva.
This is agenda approval, not discussion of this item.
Any other thing?
I have
Chair,
a motion to
point
amend the
point
agenda.
Of order.
Any other thing to add to that?
Point
agenda?
Of order, Chair.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So, in terms of, I agree with Minerva. I'm not aware of any issues at PFW in that regard, in terms of, election terms, but, whomever made the motion, to put on the agenda about KPFK or any station where there is confusion about that, I would support putting that, adding that as an agenda item. I think it bears discussion or approval by the committee rather than the chair just sending an email to the NES. So I don't know if that needs to go to a vote. Or what the process is, but I support that as an agenda item. It's quite important.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, there is an agenda item, which is update on the nominations.
Right.
And all of these elements can be discussed and motions brought forward under that agenda item.
I agree. Okay.
And I've got a motion to amend the agenda.
Okay, Chair, point of order. I'm sorry. I just wanted to add, if that is acceptable to the person who made the motion, then that's fine with me.
Okay.
That she believes her issue can be covered under that agenda item.
Okay, Anna.
Under which agenda item, please?
We have the discussions about nomination process as item number 6.
If that. It's agreeable to everyone. It's agreeable to me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Susan, what do you want to add?
Yeah, the motion I wish to make to amend the agenda is to have a financial update from Stephanie Wells. She informed us today that we do not have the funding available to continue the elections process. And to me, that's an existential issue. So my motion is to add a briefing from Stephanie Wells and discussion of the current financial situation as it relates to the election.
Okay. So I'll add that to item after number 5, after minute approval. Any objection to adding Stephanie's report on what's going on with the finance?
How much time you want to give the item?
I would say probably 5 to 10 minutes. But anyway, so.
Chair, request for information.
Sure. Minister.
Where, I guess it's an order, but.
After that minute approval.
Oh, right after. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, because I want ED, I don't want her to use
absolutely.
This efficiently. Okay. Thank you. Any other question?
Chair, request for information.
Okay, go ahead.
If we're going to be discussing what I mentioned under nominations, shouldn't we have more time allocated to that?
Well, there's no time allocated right now, so we can basically 20 to 30 minutes because we want to finish the meeting by 1.5. So there's about 20 to 30 minutes for that item. Okay, any other motion? Okay, if there's not any other motion, motion to approve the minutes as amended?
I Chair, may I be recognized? I have a minute. Minutes. You say under non-committee member attendance, Myla Reason recorded the meeting. If you would not mind saying committee member Myla Reason provided the Zoom platform for the meeting.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I will make that correction. I'll follow up with Myla about it. Also, I see that the minutes are not complete. I had a note to myself to follow up with the recording. So the motion I would make is to postpone consideration until the September meeting. And okay. I would welcome people to send their comments and corrections.
All right. Very good. So we've got on the minutes until it's ready to be done. So the next item is Stephanie. Can you step in and tell us about the financial situation?
Point of order or point of personal privilege.
Okay.
Just Minerva, there's a lot of sound coming from your device, if you wouldn't mind muting unless you're speaking, and everybody for that matter.
No, Vanessa, you still have your hands up. Do you have?
Oh, I didn't mean to put my hand up, but I was just about to say point of order.
Okay.
I'll put my hand down and I'll speak my point of order.
Go ahead.
I agree with postponing the minutes because approval of the minutes because there's a lot to discuss. However, I don't believe the process. I think it's a group decision, I believe. Although I support it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I accept that, but I believe that the group needs to decide.
Okay.
I simply made a motion.
I second that motion. This is Myla.
I think that the chair asked, were there objections?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the conversation that way, but like I said, I support it. So.
Okay. Thank you. So, Stephanie, are you there?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a couple of things in front of the election committee regarding the expenses for the election. We were able to pay the national election supervisor the second installment of her contract. The amount of money that she's being paid now due to a slight extension of the election has increased, but the national office was able to pay that $16,000 that was due to her last week. We also have the ongoing costs of the Fair Campaign election manager. That's at $400 per month, and we do have a donor that is covering that. We also have a monthly cost of about $850 of constant contact to cover emails and text messaging to the list. I personally am covering that, but we do have upcoming costs right now that we owe, for example, Simply Voting, which handles those electronic ballots and the lists and things like that. The cost is down substantially from what we had originally, what it has been in the past, because the number of electors that we have is, the list is only 32,000. But the cost for that is $20,897.60, roughly $21,000. In order for them to begin working and doing what they need to do, they need a 50% deposit, which is roughly $10,448 or, you know, $11,000 or $10,500. That was due on the 1st. So they can't begin their work until we have that, payment to them. And then also because we have paper ballots, we were trying to keep paper balloting to a minimum. But there have been some concerns from people stating that we need to provide more paper ballots to people so that we have to use honest ballot for that. And that will increase the cost as well, anywhere between $5,000 or $10,000. Mm-hmm. So the concern that I have is if there is any suggestions or, donations, fundraising thoughts that can be implemented by this group in order to help offset these pending costs. And if we don't have the money to pay for Simply Voting, then what is our process moving forward since they can't start their work until they are paid and we are already behind in the payment for them? We are looking at doing some national fundraising with the general managers that we've attempted to do this in the past. Not all of the stations have participated in it. But last week we were just hours away from employees on the East Coast losing their health benefits. And also we had a shortfall of $20,000 in payroll. KPFA paid for the $20,000 in the payroll shortfall, and KPFT put forward $60,000 to cover the health benefits. We still owe them $90,000, and it was very generous of KPFT since they don't even have health insurance. But we're going to run into that same problem this upcoming payroll and at the end of the month with additional healthcare costs that are due. So when the general managers and the program directors and the stations are working on doing some national programming, they are really focusing over the next couple of weeks to do that national programming to help offset some of the personnel payroll costs and to try to catch up on the health benefit costs as well. So, you know, we could easily try to add, or not easily, but try to add some other sort of programming that can help cover these upcoming and incurring costs with the election. But I just wanted to run that by the election committee again, if there were any ideas or suggestions for the immediate $11,000 that we need for simply voting and the upcoming additional costs with honest ballot.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized for a question?
Sure.
This
sure,
is Myla. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
A couple of things. One, I believe we attempted to get a budget from the NES or from you for the elections previously. I still haven't seen the budget for the elections, so that would be helpful in order to, you know, figure out where we are in terms of our commitments. But I don't know why we don't have that budget yet. And then the other thing is that this committee passed a resolution to help offset the cost of paper ballots by having a proactive campaign at all the stations for listeners to understand that the paper ballots cost money and that we're converting to email, and have announcements on the air that for people to update their email addresses to offset the cost of paper ballots. I'm getting a direct message from Susan Young that we did receive the budget. I didn't see it, so I apologize. At any rate, how is that campaign for email addresses coming, and is that helpful in any way in terms of limiting the number of paper ballots that we have to pay for? Thank you.
We would need approximately 2,000 people to give. I know people have talked about $5. So roughly we would need about 2,000 $5 donations and help in order to help cover and offset those costs with Honest Ballot, because it's going to be roughly, it's again, anywhere between 3 to 10,000. We are doing active phone calls. There are some people on this committee actually that are making phone calls at their local stations, reaching out to individuals where we don't have a current email address. We have also added we've requested, and I'm hoping that the stations are adding those, but I know that Renee has requested to a lot of the stations to add disclaimers or to add boxes onto their websites asking people to update their email address and to approve or allow to receive any sort of notification via text message as well. So there are active phone calls that are going out to people. We are, you know, again, running all those lists and seeing what's bouncing back from the constant contact emails and text messages and things that we are sending out to see what bounces. So that is happening. And if people do decide to donate money to help cover the cost of those ballots, that would be great.
Follow up. I also asked about, because we had recommended that there be on air announcements about the need for email updates for people to update their email addresses. Is that happening?
The carts or the scripts have been provided by the National Election Supervisor. We're also asking, or she has been asking the stations as well to provide proof of when they are being aired. But I don't have the exact dates or times of when any of these carts are being aired or if they are being aired. I would imagine that they are, because every, you know, people, the listeners do want to hear about the election.
Okay, thank you. Teresa? Teresa?
Carol for the stack.
Okay, Carol, why don't you go first? Because I couldn't get Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Carol.
Hello?
Is that Teresa?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Last year we talked about doing fundraising for elections. And the election supervisor said, you know, it's not my responsibility to raise money. My highest priority is to do the election, but we got to pay for it. I certainly want to pay for it. So, at this point, in the past, we've received a solicitation saying, could you chip in some money? This was way back a long time ago when everybody was voting by mail, but definitely we need to get it on air right away, driving people to the websites to push a button and donate $5 for the election. Can we get that done?
Yes. I mean, we have the emails that are going out that ask people to donate or support the elections on the bottom of those emails that have been sent out to listeners. And again, we create the cards and we give them the wording, and I hope that they're being aired.
Well, are we giving the general manager specifics about how often we want them aired so we know that's going to be done?
Yes, I have seen emails that go through that are requesting that they air at least every hour.
Okay. So, and then are we putting something on the websites so people can go there and donate specifically for the elections? Like donate $5 to cut for the election, or $5 or more for the election. Are we going to do that specifically?
We have specifically asked the general managers to put something on their websites. It depends on if they have somebody that's there to add that, you know, add it to the website.
Maybe it would help
if people respond that say yes, they are, because as you know, we've asked people to update their email addresses, to click a button that approves for us to be able to send text messaging to them, and to make a donation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we might want to help them by making what we have on the websites consistent appearance. Some might do it better than others, but I just don't want it hidden away. I want either you or the election supervisor to give direction so it gets done, doesn't fall through the cracks, and it gets done right away. I also wanted to call to your attention that last year when this committee met, while I was still interim chair of this elections committee, we talked about having a national day fundraiser and talking about elections. And perhaps my dream was to have Al Franken talk about when they recounted the votes. And it's too bad that we can't tie the national elections issues to elections cost money and donate. This is a good time. Just calling that to your attention, because it all just kind of got swept away when we said, oh, well, we're not going to have an election this year. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. Who is negotiating the cost for honest ballot? Do we really owe people? Is it our responsibility if people do nothing to make sure that they get a paper ballot? Because I'm a member of Sierra Club and several other nonprofits, and I get just a postcard with a code. I go online and vote that way. And it's not heavy. And you have to go online, but I'm assuming even if you didn't have a computer, you'd maybe go to the library or something. And I'm
point of order.
How much money do we have to spend on on making sure people get paper ballots?
Again,
we are working on trying to do some national fund drives. We have attempted over the last year to do 3 separate national fund drives, and not all of the stations wanted to participate. There was another one that was planned by some volunteers or LSB members, and then it never came to fruition. So we've attempted. So hopefully, you know, as we're talking, the business manager, or the general managers and I meet on a monthly basis. And then when we have emergencies, we meet in between that. So we're meeting again on Tuesday to talk about the national fund drive. Again, the priority at this point is to try to get enough money to pay what's past due with the health benefits. But, you know, we can easily, obviously, put in the, you know, election coverage as well for that, because we will be most likely needing to, you know, yet once again, sort of reduce employee salaries to help offset some of these costs as well. And as far as the paper ballots, I mean, printing out postcards to tell people who are trying to not have to print out and pay for the printing of postcards and the mailing of postcards. Mm-hmm. So we did reduce that from, or that was reduced, not we, I didn't mean to do the budget, but that was reduced from the budget for this year to not have to print out those postcards. And then the honest ballot, it's based upon the number of people that are requesting those, and simply voting doesn't deal with paper ballots. So in order to do any sort of paper ballots, we have to work with honest ballot. And it may be low in the original budget that was presented by the NES. I believe it was only $2,000 and some odd for that. So we'll be able to get a rough estimate. I mean, even the estimate for simply voting, they said, is really just an estimate of what the cost will be. It may be less than the $21,000.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Carol, why don't you go on?
I think that actually I'm next, although I'll defer to Carol and come after her. And then
okay,
I think it's Eleanor.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, okay. I think that we're coming up. First of all, I think it'll be helpful to have an updated budget that identifies what was and what has changed because of the extension, and new information about you know, what the honest ballot requirements will be and any others. I think that the recommendations that we're making may be useful to run past the NES. So I'm going to try to keep a tally of these and ask everybody to make those recommendations. I also suggest that there are two things that the committee, well, there are several things that the committee is already doing. One, several people on this committee are working in teams to vet the lists, and doing that is one of the most important things we can do. And we came up with a strategy, thank you, Teresa, thank you, Robin, at KPFT, that I believe is excellent, and that we've suggested to Renee that she can share with others. That's one thing. Another thing that I think committee members can do is to take a look at the websites and see where they're, you know, who's doing it well, who's doing it better, and make suggestions to the NES. It's really the NES's responsibility, I believe, to kind of set up the strategies that are uniform across. I would also like to make a motion that the election committee recommends that there be a special major donor effort to simply come up with the 11,000 so that we can keep going with simply ballot, with simply voting, and that it be 2,000 per station plus 1,000 raised from and by the PNB. So I'm making that motion.
Okay. So where does the motion go to? Each station?
The motion would be considered here, and it would probably go to the PNB and the ED.
Okay. Any objection to that motion? Okay. All right. So, Cal?
Thank you. Yeah, it's such a challenging situation. One of the problems that I see for KPFA is having just, you know, had $20,000 taken out of our budget, and having just gone through a fund drive. We don't want to overburden and overwhelm our potential donors. So it is challenging when we're talking about trying to raise money. One suggestion that I have, and this is a little bit different topic than the fundraising, is to Stephanie. So there are within Pacifica, as you know, different groups who will be running groups of candidates, and some of those groups will wish to send out a postcard. So if the groups are sending out postcards, there have been questions in the past about how people did that and if they use different nonprofit organizations to have bulk mailings. But I know that we're thinking of one mailing house for all candidate groups to send out their postcards. So if they do that, Stephanie, I wondered if it would be possible for them to use the Pacifica nonprofit mailing bulk system, so that the cost for sending out postcards from the slates would be less. So that would be it would be one less thing that would be solicited from the members, because then the slates don't have to try and raise so much money for sending out a postcard. So
Mr.
the more
Chair, we have an answer from the NES about that.
Mm-hmm.
That question was posed to her, and I forwarded it back to Carol, but I should have sent it to everybody. She said that yes.
Okay, great. That's really good. And I just wanted Stephanie to be aware of that, of course, because it's part of Pacifica's resources.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I believe information regarding postcard mailings and such are on the election website, because I'm fairly certain it is. But anyway, if Susan already forwarded that answer from Renee, great. I'll forward it to everybody.
Okay.
Yes, and I had one other question, Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
That is, Stephanie or Aki, do you have a list of, so we know what we're dealing with in terms of some of this, by station, how many, we know how many members are at each station, but how many people we have email addresses for at each station, and how many people we have phone numbers for at each station, so we kind of know what we're dealing with this.
Okay, we need to get that information.
Stephanie, do you have that?
No, Renee would have that list information, and that's what Simply Voting is helping sort through as well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to close out this session. One more person is on the stack, which was Eleanor, go ahead, Eleanor.
Okay. Three things. It would make sense for us to ask whoever is paying for the NES's salary to also pay for the two voting companies. And someone suggested that we should expect voters to be proactive. I strongly disagree. The people who are not able to, who don't have computers convenient, are least able to overcome that problem. They're the poorest, and we should not expect them to be proactive. If we want to make quorum the first time, and if we want to encourage all voters to vote, we should not be putting the burden on the ones who don't have computers to do something extra. And the third thing I have to say is, are the people who are making the calls, to get emails. Are any of them running for election? Because that needs to be scrutinized. And have they all signed confidentiality agreements?
Okay, good question. So, Elena, could you put that in the chat so that we can have as a backup? Because we can't act on it, but we can record what you just said.
Okay, I'll put it in the chat.
Okay, thank you. All right.
My virtual hand up for just one.
Okay, this will be the last question. Thank you, Maya.
Thank you, Aki. Stephanie, I wonder if you could just update us about the staff list that more than the members, the listener list has been a controversial topic. And can you give us an update about how those staff lists are going now?
That would be something that Renee would be able to answer. I honestly don't have access to the lists.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Stephanie, for that long Q&A. And I think we can then go on to the next item, which is update on the nomination process.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
These questions that I've been asking are for Stephanie, and she should answer now. I'll continue putting them in the chat.
Okay. Well, we can.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I believe that the questions should be posed to the NES. I don't think that Stephanie is the person who has the expertise or the responsibility for many of the questions that have already been asked, or the ones that Eleanor brought up before. It's really NES.
Well, that's why I wanted to have the text of Eleanor's questions so I can pass it on to the NES.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I can ask when she asks that whoever's paying for the NES a salary to pay for the two voting companies, yes, of course, I have asked people to cover that. It's also not the responsibility of just one, two, or three donors just to cover the cost of everything. When we have multiple people that are running for positions, we have multiple people that are, passionate about the election and they want the election to happen. And it's very, sometimes difficult for me to understand that there's, a lot of people that want to support Pacifica by running, but they can't support Pacifica even by trying to find individuals that can help donate money. Even when you're running for a local campaign in your city, you have to be able to find individuals that can help support your campaign financially. And there isn't really a lot of effort of individuals helping support this campaign and just kind of expecting the employees to cover the campaign and the stations to be able to cover the campaign when we have so many other outstanding bills as well. So I have spoken with the donors, obviously, to see if they could cover any more of the campaign. But even this last national election supervisor cost, they had committed to paying what the original salary was for her. And there's been extensions to the campaign, which then added to the costs of that. So the national office did cover the majority of her salary for this last payment. And it's sometimes difficult too for donors to continue to be paying for something when there isn't support that's coming from other individuals, other areas, other stations, and it's just a little difficult at this point because right now we are looking that the employees will basically be taking a cut in their salary to pay for this campaign.
Right. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Stephanie.
No problem.
Does anybody want to bring forth the item number 6 on the nomination, introduce that item?
Zoom text enabled. Zoom text magnifier reader, Zoom level 1.4.
Mr. Chair, perhaps those who have raised issues could lead off now.
Okay. So anybody who had, somebody has to mute somebody?
Chair.
Who's, no,
this is Vanessa. I don't know what issue to, I just want to remind Eleanor that this is where she wanted to raise her issue, I believe.
Right. It is. So anyway, we're going over the, nomination process or any concerns about the nomination process. So anybody who wants to raise some issues about the nomination, raise your hand right now. Eleanor, go ahead.
Thank you for the reminder, please. I wanted to raise the issue that both a KPFK and a WPFW, people have been trying very hard without success to clarify when various members, when their terms end and who needs to run for re-election in this election, which needs to be clarified right away, both for the sake of the people running or not running and for the sake of the voters. So if the NES could please use her clout to make sure this is done expeditiously, that is what I am requesting.
Okay. So do you want to put into a statement that you want to convey to NES?
Yes. The Elections Committee requests that the NES make it a top priority to to clarify when the people on the various boards, when their term ends, and who needs to run for re-election, both so that they can know and so that the voters can know, and that either she do this or that she nudge whoever else needs to do it.
I oppose the motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any discussion?
This is Myla. I'm pro tem secretary at KPFK right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been keeping track of all of this. It's kind of surprising to me to hear this. And I'm hearing allegations, but without any specific information about who is having difficulty figuring out whether they're supposed to run again or not. But the time to become a candidate has already passed.
Okay.
So this seems kind of moot, and it should have been raised sooner if there were people who felt, at any rate, I just don't think that it's an accurate assessment of what's happening at KPFK.
Okay. Could I get a sort of like a count of how many people will be supporting Eleanor's motion as stated?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think there are people who...
Mr. Chair.
Wish to speak to this?
Okay. All right. Who wants to speak? Okay. Vanessa? You want to speak to this?
Mr. Chair, this is Minerva Sanders.
Okay. Minerva, go ahead.
I don't have a way to raise my hand. May
okay.
I speak?
All right. Go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, and I'm going back to what I said at the beginning of the meeting. We do not have an issue with who is eligible to run. Our secretary provided that information, and it's been validated. I don't know where this statement is coming from, and I would ask the person who said that they had people who weren't sure whether or not they could run, if she could please identify who these people are, because our board members know the ones who are able to run and the ones who are still able to stay on the board.
Okay, thank you. So that's about WPFW. Anybody want to weigh on the KPFK?
Myla already did.
Vanessa would like to weigh in on the general issue.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
I agree again with Minerva. I also am not aware of any election term issues at PFW. However, if there are any election term issues anywhere at any station, and I don't believe that motion maker should have to give names to support who's affected, but I think that if there's a reasonable belief that this is an issue and it definitely could interfere with the election, at a minimum, there should be an investigation of it. It should at least be looked into. So I absolutely support the motion. I know how difficult it has been for me and others just to get membership. You can validate it with your bank, but not with the station. You know, multiple contributions over the year, major donors, but we can't get our membership confirmed throughout the network at the stations. So clearly there's something, I believe, going on. Something is wrong and it merits being checked out, just to at least to try to do our due diligence, or to try to have due diligence done by whomever is appropriate to try to make sure that no one's being left out who should be included. It's not applicable, as Minerva said, at PFW, but if it possibly could be at KPFK, then I support it.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm next on the list.
Go ahead.
Yeah, several things. One, what this motion is kind of migrated. So the motion, as I was writing it down, was specific to K and W.
Mm-hmm.
What Vanessa is talking about is a more global issue, and she's talking not about the situation of who is eligible, but the other issue, which is equally or more important, about membership. Renee has made it clear in her public sessions and to Eleanor directly that she does not take responsibility for determining what the terms are. Mm-hmm. And as Carol said, and as Myla said, that's the responsibility of the officers at the individual station,
right,
with the LSB to review the prior minutes.
Right.
So I think that this motion is, for one thing, it's currently not clear what the motion is, but I think that it is not the appropriate place to ask for the help. And as I think it's Myla said, who is eligible to run? We're already past that. So that question is moot, if you will. I think Vanessa's question about membership is really hugely important. And that, and I think Minerva's a member of a team, Teresa and I are members of teams, where it's our job to confirm the lists and make sure that there's good contact information.
Okay. All right. So anybody who wants to...
Chair, point of personal privilege, please.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so I just want to clarify what I said. I do agree very much with the last part of what was said. The membership issue is hugely important, but also the other issue that Eleanor raised also is important. So I was not making the issue of that we should focus just on the membership issue. We should, and the PMB passed a motion recently to ask the NES or whomever's appropriate to deal with that. I am supporting Eleanor's motion to also investigate this other issue.
No, what, excuse me, what is the other issue specifically?
Terms.
Thank you, about terms.
Okay. So, anyway.
Eric, to the sec, I'll keep my hands been up.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric. You haven't spoken before. Go ahead.
So, I think, Eleanor, you're referring to this bifurcated LSB, that's still under the court jurisdiction and will be going to trial in 2024. Are you asking the NES to, somehow, get into, somewhat, adjudicating, who will go on which LSB, because that'll ultimately be decided in court, will it not? Can you talk for a moment so I can decide how to, you know, what to do on your motion? What you mean by asking the NES to get involved in KPFK's, you know, rather convoluted situation?
May I respond, please?
Go ahead, Nana.
Okay. I'd like a roster of whose terms and when, and perhaps I might say a plan, since the judge is going to be making decisions and the NES is, I'm not asking the NES to make the decisions that belong to the judge, but we need to have perhaps a plan. How do we handle if the NES, if the judge goes this way or that way? Because everything might be affected by the judge, saying, this board or that board is legitimate. We may have to run the election two different ways or rerun the results. Now that I think about it, it may not be clear at the end of the election until after the judge has weighed in, and no, the NES cannot make those decisions for herself. But if all of the rosters of when people are out when and who needs to run, yes, people have qualified or not qualified to run, but it's still not clear whether certain people need to run or not. People who have been removed may or may not have been removed properly. So that's an issue. If they have been removed, they have to run again. And if they are restored, then they don't.
But Eleanor, right now, you know, there's a particular recognized board, and we're not speculating on which is which. It's not for election committee to decide that.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
The board is being recognized by the PNB. It's not for the election committee to weigh in on what is legit and what is not.
I wasn't asking it to. I'm asking for a contingency plan as to what the judge might do.
Well, we can't do that.
But a simple roster would be that everyone has access to would be a good idea. Elections need public transparency, and people are confused. People run
chair.
Mr. Chair,
go ahead. I would like to get clear about what the motion is we're voting on.
Right.
There's been a motion and an objection. There's been speaking in favor and against. And as I understand, a simple summary of the motion is a request to the NES to confirm what the terms status are at each of the local station boards, or at least at K and W.
Well, Debbie's out, right? Because Minerva and Vanessa said that that's an issue.
So it's not necessary. But there's been a motion and an objection. Do we have to vote on it, or has it been rendered moot?
I'd like to call the question.
Okay, let's call the question.
So are we calling the question on, so there was a motion and an objection to the motion. So great. Let's vote on it.
And so the motion, as I understand it, is if you're voting yes, you're saying the elections committee is asking the NES to confirm what the terms are for, currently sitting LSB members at WPFW and KPFK. I think that was the motion.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the vote.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Violetta Diamond.
I abstain.
Jack DePalma.
No, thank you. No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Yes.
Eric Jacobson.
Pass this for now.
Okay.
And Evalia Jones. Can we come back? Lily Kimura. Lily? Sean's not here. Milo Reason.
No.
Sean Rhodes.
No.
Minerva.
Okay, and I want to be sure my no vote is that we are not moving this forward. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm voting no.
Okay. Aki.
No.
No. Carol. Carol Wolfley. Susan Young, no. I'll go back to those we missed and those who passed. Eric.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Evalia.
I vote no, thank you.
Okay. Lily Kimura. Okay. Carol Wolfley. Okay. If they come back, fine. It's, one abstention. One, two, three.
Two abstentions, I think.
Who was, okay.
Teresa.
Madam Secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Teresa and, Violetta.
Madam Secretary, I would like to change. This is Teresa Allen. I'd like to vote, change my vote to no.
Okay, great. So
I believe Eric passed. Didn't Eric pass? Did he vote?
Yeah, but he came back and voted yes.
Oh, okay.
Changing your vote is not allowed.
Yes, you can. Until it's final.
Before the end of the tally, it is allowed.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are one, two. So yeses are one, two, three. Three yeses. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven noes, two not voting, and one abstention. So the motion does not pass.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other topic on the nomination issue?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to ask the NES to urgently respond the KPFT nomination irregularities.
Let's see. Okay. Could you spell out what the issue is here?
An entire slate was ruled as not qualifying. And the various irregularities about extending the date and not informing all candidates in the same manner, and a much greater burden placed on candidates that they were supposed to not just provide nominators, but have their name, their email, and their phone numbers. And the candidates weren't even provided with the names of people who had nominated them before the end of the first deadline. They were supposed to resubmit all 15 without even having the names of the ones that were already previously accepted and send them in all at the same time. There are a whole bunch of irregularities. All of them at the right now.
Eleanor, can you make a motion?
I'd like to ask that all of them, that the NES address all of the KPFT nomination irregularities urgently.
Okay.
And, Mr. Chair, this is Minerva Sanders. May I speak to possibly add to that motion?
Sure, Minerva, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm speaking to is the fact that there was one candidate for WPFW, and this individual was never provided with any email information as to needing to have the profile completed, knowing that they needed to have nominators. And I have just this week reached out to the person to ask them. So I'm asking that this person's name also be added. They're the only person for WPFW that was not addressed. And the reason I know this person was not addressed is I, along with some of the other stations, were working with the NES, and I asked, are there any individuals for WPFW who need help? And I was told no, that everything had been taken care of. And this gentleman's name, I did not see his name until the probably the 9th or 10th of July. So This person was left out in the cold, and I think he should be allowed to be considered to have his name on the ballot.
Right. Okay. Any discussion on these two points made by Eleanor and Minerva?
Chair, request for information.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Minerva, I leave it to your discretion, but I'm curious as to who that person is, if you're comfortable disclosing that.
Sure, I don't have a problem. His name is Damian Bascom, Bascomb.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Wasn't there a place on the elections website that says if you have any questions, email NES at pacifica.org? I mean, wouldn't it be expected? I mean, I had people that I was helping because I was kind of recruiting for the board, and if they had questions, I was, you know, getting the answers for them, using the website because it had the deadlines on there. But I would think that it was clear that if a candidate was unsure, they could email the NES and say, please tell me again what I need to have done by the deadline, or do I have everything done by the deadline? Was that not clear on the website?
Chair, may I speak to that, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And let me share with you that, no, it was not clear on the website. And I have to go back to when I ran in 20 or 21. Nothing was clear. I ended up having to call around and ask people. And when I spoke to this gentleman, because normally when your name goes in as a candidate, you get something from the elections that says your name is going in as a candidate. You'll need to do a profile. You'll need to do all of these other things. But it never even, for me in 2021, talked about nominators. I had to call around, and I ended up calling someone in California who explained to me the nominator process. So I never got any help then. And this poor gentleman, I had him go into his email, and he has no emails at all from the election email address. And he did not know. And following him, so he's waiting on someone to contact him. And like I said, the first time that I saw his name, because previously I was given a list of everybody who needed help. And there is another person who is a candidate now who had given the gentleman's name, and he said, I think that Damien applied. And I asked him,
please don't use the name. Damien.
Okay. Now,
okay, I'm sorry.
Both of you,
I'm not going to go any further, but I'm just sharing with you right. that no, it was not clear, but we do need to work on that part of it.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of, issues like this, because it's obviously is a very chaotic situation, and the frustrations by people who can't get everything done. So, like I say, election committee cannot weigh in on this particular issue, but we can convey to NES specifically about the KPFT and the Minerva's one candidate, and just, ask NES to look at it. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, so we'll just...
What's the question?
Well, we'll convey to NES what, you know, the issue that was brought up by Eleanor and Minerva specifically, because obviously these are frustrations and we should convey, and, you know, we can be a conduit for that. That's fine. Any objection to doing that?
No objection. Point of information?
Sure.
Will this include that we need to know which runners-up were put into which empty seats, who inherited which seat?
That's not for us to. We just have to ask NES the issues that were brought up. But we can't answer that. I'm sure that this has been conveyed to NES already, right?
Mr. Chair?
Sure, Susan.
I know that the KPFT issue has, and I know that there's a PMB member who is raising it. But I don't know about the issue that Minerva's bringing up. I think it's appropriate for the committee to alert that we understand there are these issues and ask for a report back from the NES. I'd like to remind Eleanor that we had a vote on the question of determining the terms, and we voted down asking the NES to do that.
Okay. So we'll convey the information for the Minerva's candidate that she's dealing with. All right. So let's see, there's only one item left, which is the, and time is running, we have 10 minutes. We can go do it, Father, but about the update.
Chair, point of order, please.
Sure, Vanessa.
I'm sorry. I'm unclear as to what just happened. Are we voting on this motion or what happened?
I asked for any objection if we convey the information that Minerva talked about. There's one particular candidate. And we can convey that information to the NES to look into that.
Okay.
I don't think there was any objection to that.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So item number 7 is update on, let's see. What is the item 7, Susan?
So, Mr. Chair?
Uh-huh.
I think the remaining item is next meeting. And our standard meeting date is, I think it's September 2nd. It's the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All right. So if there's no objection, we'll have the meeting on September 2nd.
September 6th is the first Wednesday.
Sorry, thank you very much. Is that Eric?
Sean Rose.
Whoever, thank you. Sean. Whoever, of course it's Sean.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I just have a technical issue.
Okay.
Carol Wolfley communicated to me that she's muted and hasn't been able to unmute. And I'm sorry, Carol, I muted you at a point when there other people were talking and there was some bizarre noise coming out of your box. But you should, I've made you a co-host. You should be able to mute and unmute yourself without anybody's permission. In fact, I believe everybody should be able to do that. I don't think we set it so that people need permission to unmute. So I don't know what's going on with you, Carol. I'm sorry.
Well, Carol, you can call in my phone.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, Carol. Why don't you speak?
No, I'm done. I just, thank you.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, hang on. I thought we were going to get some kind of an update from the NES about the staff list. Did you take those questions to the NES? Did we get any information about the staff list? Did you give us a report on that?
Wait, she hasn't given us a report on any of those, and yes, we're asking.
Okay. So what's, it seems like you're the conduit to the NES for us. So can you give us some kind of an idea when we, this is a huge issue.
I will follow up. I'll follow up right after this meeting and reply to you, to everybody.
Can you tell us, I'm a little kind of surprised by this. I'm surprised and I like to know, because the NES has not made herself available to this committee, is not making herself available to the committee. We were told by Stephanie that questions about the staff list go to the NES. This is, we want to know, are we not going to be able to find out for another month about?
So my suggestion is this, that we ask for a meeting with the NES unless her written replies to all of us are satisfactory.
Okay.
So we can set up a meeting with her. By the way, Minerva?
Eric, to the stack.
Minerva, are you there?
Sorry. Yes.
Could you give me the name of that candidate you talked? Could you?
Please don't have her say it and put it in the text.
Okay, put it in the chat. Okay, thank you. All right.
Okay, here's what I'll have to do, Aki. I'm driving time.
You can
so
just
I'll
email
send
me.
It to you. Okay.
I will
do that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Eric, to the stack, Aki.
Who's this?
Eric, to the stack, briefly.
Go ahead, Eric.
Could I move that we ask the NES, Renee, to join us at the next meeting? I think it's important, not just contingent on her written responses, just as a matter of...
Okay, I'll make a point of asking NES. Yeah, she can... Okay. Put
Chair. Chair. Vanessa seeks to be recognized, please.
Sure, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so I just wanted to get clarification on the time frame. It's my understanding that a written communication will be sent to the NES, and if we don't hear from her, then we'll ask for a meeting. I know Eric just asked for her to join the next meeting, but time is ticking. The election is moving along. So what is the time frame by which we will contact the NES if we don't hear from her?
Well, I'll write this stuff to NES and then copy you, and then you can go on from there. You know, Minerva can then converse with NES. So I'll copy Minerva.
Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please. What is the time frame? If she doesn't answer by such and such, then we do what in terms of moving to the next step?
Well, I think that, you know, we'll contact NES. Hopefully she'll reply to Minerva and you. And then if there's a, you know, something, unless you can always raise it up, but we can always, you know, have another meeting if something is needed to be addressed.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to comment.
Sure, go ahead.
She cannot, she informed us at the start of all of this, and she informed the committee as a whole that she has a conflict on Wednesdays.
Right, I know. Yeah.
And so I suggest that we basically by Monday figure out if we get answers to everything, but I think it would be appropriate for us to request a special meeting with the NES.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of questions that only she can answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think most of the committee members probably want another meeting before September anyway. So, okay.
Motion to adjourn.
A point of information.
Sure.
There's nobody for a ballot mailing and we're waiting a month. Ballots go out on the 15th.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that we probably do need a meeting before the, so we have to talk to NES and find out what day she's available.
There's okay. A motion to adjourn.
And point of information, is everyone aware that if KPFT people are bounced out of the election unfairly?
You brought that up already, Eleanor, and we're following up.
Motion to adjourn is not debatable.
Okay. All right.
If no one objects, we can take a vote. If there's no objection, we adjourn.
Yeah. Okay.
So does anyone object to the motion to adjourn?
Yes, Vanessa objects. In light of the question that Eleanor asked, I think she makes a good point that, you know, given the report, that there's not enough money to pay the NES.
It's not debatable. I call the question.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll take the roll.
Okay.
The vote yes for adjourn. Vote no to continue the meeting.
Right.
Teresa.
Okay. Alan says yes.
Violetta.
Yes.
Jack DePalma.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Vanessa.
No.
Eleanor.
No.
Eric.
No.
Okay. Avelia.
Yes.
Lily Kimura.
Yes.
Okay. Sean's not there. Myla.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Minerva.
Yes.
Did you call Avelia?
Yes, it did, and she said yes.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Aki?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Susan? Yes. So there are three no's, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. So we're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.